One of the important aspects of meditation is kindness. So that's something good to pay attention to every now and then, whether the quality of kindness is there. In our attention during meditation or at any time, very helpful quality. And so it's a quality that the Buddha also recommended to cultivate consciously as a resource. Like with many things, is something that's that we all have, something it's a natural quality of the human heart. But we don't always seem to be able to access it. So that's something that's access to that quality we can develop. So there are various ways and methods that have been developed and offered through the generations are called loving-kindness meditation. If you want to try that out, something to experiment with that, whether that works for us, we can start by bringing our attention to the heart, the heart area in the middle of the chest. Just noticing the feelings there, the sensitivities. That's where we usually the feelings, embodied feeling of kindness. It's localized or centered, no? Feeling of warmth, sensitivity. You might just notice that, get in touch with that by simply focusing your attention on the chest, the heart area. Perhaps to support that, strengthen those feelings, we can try to remember, bring to mind the memory image of perhaps a person that inspires kindness, gratefulness in ourselves, somebody who's very important to us, has been very good to us. We can remember a situation. Holding that memory, holding that image in the mind while placing our attention on the chest and noticing how that memory, if we keep that image in our mind, how that resonance feeling wise in the chest, in the heart area. and then we can wish them well. So, the traditional form of doing this is just by repeating in our mind to ourselves a kind of a formula, like saying, may you be well, may you be peaceful, may you be happy. It would be easy to express that wish towards a person that we really feel grateful towards. So if you think that thought, extending our well-wishing to that person, may you be well, may you be peaceful, may you be happy, and do we feel the corresponding emotion, the kindness in our body, in our chest, our heart, and just focus on that. Notice, what it is that you're feeling in the heart area, however subtle. So some softening or some warmth. So that's what we want to, if we want to cultivate, then we really want to amplify that, allowing it to start to spread, radiate throughout the body, until it starts to soften, kind of warming up our whole sphere of attention. Warming up, as it were, that space, mental space of our presence, of our awareness. Can allow that to spread through our body. I'm noticing how that kind of awareness affects our experience of the body. Receiving the experience of our body with kindness, with warmth, wishing our body well, as it were. It may be relaxed, comfortable, at ease. And if you'd like an energy that's softening the experience of the body, the sensations, or wherever it reaches, like combing through the body, scanning through the body, and like a kind of warm source of light in the middle of your chest. We can allow it to spread beyond the body. Or imagine that it's that the radiating this warms outwards beyond the body. Sharing it with the fellow meditators here in the room, or wishing them well. May they be well, may they be peaceful, may they be happy. I'm trying to bring the body and the mind together in that way. It's a sort of well-wishing, grounded in the, supported by the feeling in the body of warmth, softness, gentleness, openness. So notice how that affects your the quality of your attention. Is that like warming up the room temperature, that space of your awareness? And then how it affects your the way you relate, the way you respond to anything that comes into that space of your awareness, anything you become aware of. Anything that arises in the mind, how it is received. Hopefully just the attention or awareness are becoming more gentle, more receptive, less defensive perhaps, less hard-edged. Anything that arises and ceases, we can just extend a thought, feeling of well-wishing, of welcome. And we can invite various friends or people, creatures, into that space, just by remembering them, bringing an image of them into our mind. It's like inviting them into that field of warmth and well-wishing. You can think of a friend, and then let them partake of that warmth. Well-wishing. May they be well. May they be happy. May they be peaceful. Perhaps whenever we think of somebody that is dear to us, and repeat that exercise, it stimulates, it strengthens that feeling, that gives it energy. Our heart becomes this generator of loving kindness, humming away. While we feed it with energy, feed it with images of people, of creatures that inspire kindness in ourselves, well-wishing, and warmth. So that's the whole point. We want to strengthen this capacity in ourselves. Recognize it first, because we all have it, and then making the most of it. So it becomes a resource. It's very skillful, useful resource. Help us a lot in our interactions with ourselves, other people, with the world. Recognizing and maintaining access to this capacity of well-wishing, receptivity, non-judgmental appreciation. And may you be well, may you be peaceful, may you be happy. We notice the usefulness if we see the effect that it has on the quality of our attention and the quality with which we attend to things arising, ceasing in our awareness, the way we experience our body. The way perhaps our body responds to that kind of attention. And then, of course, we can try to extend that well-wishing to people that we feel rather neutral about. Like we can think of people that we know that we don't have any particular feelings about, perhaps colleagues at work or the postman or maybe other people here on the retreat that we don't really know. We feel maybe, hopefully, kind of vaguely positive towards, but don't have any particular relationship to them, no particular fondness. We just bring in an image of them into our mind, into this space, in this space of our awareness filled with kindness, and wish them well. See what happens. Is it possible? May they be well. May they be peaceful. May they be happy. So if we see, well, how does it affect the feeling in our heart, just bringing neutral people into that space of our awareness. Then we see the memory, the bringing up the memory of people we are fond of, we are grateful towards, can perhaps ignite or strengthen that feeling of kindness, but the kindness comes from our heart, really. It's our capacity, it's our resource. So it's independent, really, of the object. Once we've got it going, we can just offer it. We don't have to ask for anything back. We can just share it with whoever we choose to. To the extent that we realize that this is really a capacity of our own heart that we have. We can choose to switch it on if we know how, if we can find the switch. And it can work for us. Then we can even try and bring up the image of somebody perhaps that we are struggling with at the moment, somebody that we dislike, somebody we feel who has been unjust to us or has done us harm, or we just simply don't like them. Can we bring up an image of them, allow them into that space, and wish them well, in spite of our disagreement? So note, it doesn't mean that we have to start liking them or agreeing with them. But Kami says, okay, we can disagree. There might be, in our view, a really nasty piece of kit. But still, can we just wish them well? All right. Might be a real crook, but may you be well. May you be peaceful. May you be happy. Now that might not work. It's quite normal that we feel resistance to that. And just experiment, see what happens. If it doesn't work, if you feel your heart is closing up, if you feel rather, may you go to hell or something, then just step back, you know, because it's a moment. And I really want to protect and develop the space of kindness. So if we can't keep it going with the person that we find difficult, then we just step back, you know, move back into our comfort zone, as it were. And just keep cultivating the kindness of the heart as a resource, making it stronger or stable. Maybe sometime later we can try again. Maybe sometime later it will work, and then that can be very revealing, a very gratifying and liberating experience if we can notice that we can actually keep the kindness of our own heart going, even in the face of adversity, or independently of our likes and dislikes, or even when we feel hurt. You notice it doesn't, there's no obligation that we have to close our heart when we feel hurt. It's what usually happens, but that doesn't mean that that is the only way, or the way it's always going to be. So the warmth, softness, openness, feeling it in the chest, in the body, and the quality of our attention. If it becomes strong, if it becomes stable, obviously it becomes a very important, very powerful resource for the way in which we can respond to our experience, particularly when it becomes difficult situations, difficult sensations, difficult people. If we can keep an open heart, if our heart is strong, that it can keep its kindness, its well-wishing, and notice then we can meet those things much more even-heartedly. It's much more clarity, less reactivity, so we can respond much more skillfully. And does it mean that we have to start to like those sensations, those situations, or those people? We don't have to agree with them. But we can even state our disagreement in a much more clear and efficient, non-malicious kind of way. So it's going to help to clarify and ease our relationships on all levels. So if you bring that attention filled with warmth, kindness, appreciation to the body, allowing that to be part of our mindfulness of the body, bringing attention to the body. And then by bringing attention to the body, we bring that kindness, that receptivity to the body, receiving the physical sensations just as they are, wishing our own body that it may be at ease, comfortable. And wishing ourselves that we may be well, peaceful and happy. Receiving what arises in our own mind, we said. Kindness, gentleness, things that we like, things that we dislike. Again, we don't have to agree. It's the thoughts that come up in our own mind, but we don't have to hate them either. So see whether you can say to yourself, may I be well, may I be peaceful, may I be happy.